Good morning, a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, you have a story today about Erica Jong. Now, explain to some of our listeners who may not know who Erica Jong is and what she's doing in your neck of the woods.
Well, yes, sir. Erica Jong, of all people, was in the neighborhood over the weekend. And yes, as you mentioned, Erica Jong. She was featured at the 3rd annual Sharon Springs Poetry Festival, just a few miles up the road from here. Erica Jong was a household word for decades after Fear of Flying came out in 1973. In all, it sold 20 million copies. That particular two-word catchphrase, "No, I won't say it," captured an aspiration that's hard to express so simply. Maybe something along the lines of love without complication. When the news broke of her visit, it was shocking to me that the young people in the office, the 30-somethings and younger, had never heard of Erica Jong, who's now 79. One of our reporters did remember, so off she went with some enthusiasm. Erica Jong read her poetry Friday evening at the Sharon Springs School Auditorium. Her latest book of poems, The World Begins With Yes, has just been published. Poetry, she said, is the opposite of lying. She said her publisher, Red Hen, has seen a burst of poetry during the current administration. She said, "We have so much lying going on that people want the truth. They're really hungry to read about what people really feel and what life really is." Then Saturday evening, she participated in an intimate conversation with another novelist and fan, Jean Hanf Corlitz. 40 people listened in, which is quite a crowd in a village of 547 people. She talked about her later novels. I don't remember Fanny, but she said she modeled it after Tom Jones. Instead of a baby boy dropped off on the steps of a stately home, a baby girl is. She talked about her novel Witches. A witch was someone who delivered babies and provided herbs to ease the pain of childbirth. Naturally, Jong said, people who believed women were condemned to suffer pain in childbirth hated witches. Then Corlitz had a great story. She was 18, about to leave for college, and her mother took her to Bloomingdale's. Going up in the elevator, she was quoting to her mom from How to Save Your Own Life, the Fear of Flying sequel. Women shop at Bloomingdale's because they don't have two lovers named Jeff. Now, David, I'm not sure what that means. They got to the top of the elevator, and her mother said, "There's Erica Jong." Corlitz said, "We were gobsmacked." And Erica Jong said, "It was synchronicity."
Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, with another wonderful story for us to hear about. Jim, thanks as always.
Thank you, sir.